And it's time once again to play Public Radio's 11th most popular game show. It's the Conversation News Quiz. To qualify and play the Conversation News Quiz, earlier this hour we asked this question. What is the name of the weekly Seattle newspaper that vendors buy and sell on the street that doubled its price this week? The correct answer, Real Change. The price went from $1 to $2 yesterday. Real Change provides great coverage of issues facing people at the bottom of the economy, and it also provides vendors with a path out of homelessness. Arwin Nix, our producer, is with us. Arwin, who got that answer correct and qualified to play the Conversation News Quiz?
Today's contestant is Sally Ann Sadler.
Sally Ann Sadler, congratulations for qualifying, and we appreciate you taking the time to play with us. Ordinarily, you would play by yourself, but today you've got some help, Sally. Author and 74-time winner on Jeopardy, Ken Jennings, will be playing with you. Sally, say hi to Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Sally.
Hey, Ken, you just have a new TED Talk out today. I just got an email about it. I don't know when it was recorded. It's called Watson, Jeopardy, and Me, the Obsolete Know-It-All. This isn't planned obsolescence, is it?
No, this was unplanned obsolescence. This was about an evil IBM supercomputer kicking my butt on a nationally syndicated game show.
Well, you can see Ken talk about that on TED. Fortunately, computers can't write books yet, and you've written many, including Brainiac, Adventures in the Curious, Competitive, Compulsive World of Trivia Buffs. And Sally, you're going to need this guy on your team. Most recently, Because I Said So, The Truth Behind the Myths, Tales, and Warnings Every Generation Passes Down to Its Kids. So thanks so much for playing today, and we appreciate you coming in, Ken, to play with Sally. We'll see if you can win today. Now, ordinarily, Conversation News Quiz winners have to answer 2 out of 3 questions. But this week, Sally, because you've got Ken Jennings on your side, we're making it tougher. You're going to have to answer 3 questions correctly. You will have 5 chances. Sally, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Ken, are you ready?
Well, that's a lot of pressure. Okay.
Sally, here we go. Question number 1. On Wednesday this week, President Obama announced he was going to return 5% of his salary to the Treasury in solidarity with federal workers who are being furloughed because of what? Why did the president offer to return 5% of his salary for those workers being furloughed? What was it?
The sequester.
Correct. Question number 2. This Tuesday, Seattle welcomed a tunneling machine that is 5 stories high to dig a tunnel under downtown to replace the Alaskan Way Viaduct. What is the name of this tunneling machine?
She would be called Bertha.
Correct. Question number 3.
Why am I even here?
Sally is nailing it. We'll see if we can get a tougher one that you'll be able to jump in on, Ken. This week, the cell phone celebrated its 40th birthday. The first cell phones weighed over 2 pounds. They have an average battery life of 35 minutes back then. My question, Sally, is what is the most popular cell phone vendor saying what company sells the most cell phones in the United States? What company sells the most cell phones here in the United States? Can you answer that question, Sally?
Ken? I'd guess Samsung, but it would be a total guess. What about you, Ken?
Ken Jennings is going to jump in on this one. Ken, what do you say?
I would be guessing as well, but I sort of like Samsung. I don't know.
I'm going with Samsung.
I am sorry. That the correct answer is Apple. It had been Samsung since 2008 until the fourth quarter of last year, and Apple came from behind and came ahead. All right. Question number 4. Congress is considering a new law called the Marketplace Fairness Act of 2013. Name the Seattle retailer, Sally, who would be most affected by the Marketplace Fairness Act if it passes the House. It already passed the Senate. Name the Seattle retailer who would be most affected.
I got it. Amazon.
Amazon, correct. Now, this doesn't count. This is kind of just an extra bonus question for you or Ken. We'll ask you this, Ken, because you haven't had enough chance to jump in here. What would this tax do that it will be passed by Congress, if it's passed by Congress? What would this tax tax?
Oh, I'm not sure. I assume online sales, but I don't know in what way.
Correct. Online sales tax. It would tax online. It would probably do an online sales tax. Okay, here we go. We're in the home stretch. Question number 5. This recent hometown heroes, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, went gold with their recording, selling 500,000 copies of what record? What is the name of the record that Macklemore and Ryan Lewis have that went gold this week? Sally?
Thrift shop something.
No. That is the name of one of the songs on, and remember that, Sally, because you might be able to use that in a moment. Ken Jennings, can you name the album that they came up with the 500,000 copy sales records this week?
Oh, I don't know the name of the record.
No. Whoa!
I was going to say Thrift Shop, too.
The name of that album is The Heist. All right. Well, I think you're halfway to the answer to this bonus question. Can you name two of the songs off the Macklemore and Ryan Lewis album, The Heist? Can you name two of those songs? There are 15. Ken, you mentioned one already.
I said Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop. Can you name one more?
Maybe Same Love. Is Same Love on that record?
Yes, correct. And that's a bonus question. All right. How are we doing this week? We want to find out how our contestant Sally did in this with the help of Ken Jennings and the Conversation News Quiz to find out whether she won or not. Arwin Nix, did she win?
Well, because of the bonus questions and getting Same Love and Thrift Shop, thanks, Ken, Sally is our winner, and she is the Conversationalist of the Week.
Sally, congratulations. Aww. You're going to occupy a position of glory on the KUOW Facebook page. You're going to be wearing the Conversation tiara. Crown tiara. Thank you so much for playing. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care.
And Ken Jennings, thank you so much for stopping by. You're a smart guy, so I know you listen to public radio because I'm sure that contributes to that smartness. But do you contribute to public radio, Ken Jennings?
I do. And I'm going to get some vegan pizza while I'm here. I think it's time that public radio started paying me back.
Correct answer. Get that vegan pizza. Eat all you want. Thank you so much for coming by.